The Osgood File, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At his news conference, Donald Trump complimented those media outlets that decided not to publish that raw intelligence report with its unproven allegations. But that kind of restraint doesn't mean much anymore. More after this from Charlie. The unproven 35-page intelligence report on Donald Trump, which broke Tuesday night, had been circulating unpublished for months on Capitol Hill, as it turns out. Several reporters tweeted it had been offered to them, but they turned it down. Senator John McCain told CBS's Nancy Cordes it was also given to him.
Do you find the information credible?
I don't know. That's why I gave it to the FBI. I don't know if it's credible or not.
And so it sat there, safely out of the public eye, until news organizations got wind that the president and president-elect had been briefed about it. Even then, they only reported on the briefing but withheld the details. However, once BuzzFeed decided to put out all 35 pages on the internet, all efforts at restraint became meaningless. It shouldn't surprise anybody because the power of news organizations to suppress uncomfortable stories ended a long time ago, January 17, 1998 to be precise, when the Drudge Report published a story that Newsweek had decided to withhold, a story involving one Monica Lewinsky. And all you have to do is look at the relative fortunes of those two publications to understand why BuzzFeed decided to take the plunge. And while it may be, as Mr. Trump said, disgraceful, this kind of freedom is also the reason he's about to become president. The birther story that helped build his political brand would have gotten nowhere back in the day when the New York Times set the agenda, nor would so many of his speeches have been broadcast live. Today's internet is pretty much a digital gas leak waiting for a match, and there's not much the fire department can do but clean up afterwards. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.